welcoming all those who are worship with us today, and also welcome our friends who have come, and also we welcome those who are worshiping from home to live stream. In December, we have been thinking about things that related to Christmas. We have learned about the mystery of Christmas. Last week, we have the joy of Christmas, and now we talk about the features of Christmas. And next Friday is our Christmas celebration. And we will talk about the love of Christmas. The features mean those are the good characteristics of Christmas that the Lord has chosen so that he can come into the world. There is a young woman named Vera Zerma in Czechoslovakia, and she was betrayed by her husband, and she was very angry and trying to way to kill her husband. However, she was afraid she would not be able to do that. So she climbed a different option, that is to commit suicide. When she climbed on the third floor and jumped down to commit suicide, then finally she only had a light injury, and her husband died because she jumped and then jumped onto her husband on the ground, and she fell on top of him and he died. Dear congregation, this young girl has done what she could not do, that she wasn't even thinking, but by happenstance, she was able to kill her husband by chance. And she just only wanted to could do it in chance. But the Christmas is not happenstance. We have been talking about the plan that the Lord has for our salvation. So God's chosen is not something that happened by chance, but it's God's plan. So when we talk about all the great features of Christmas, when we talk about what these features are of something, that means we talk about something good about this event. For example, when we call a computer, there are certain features that attracted us to buy it. Or buying a TV, there is some features. Same with the car that we sell it. And so those are the good things about the choices we are making. However, through this story of Christmas, of Jesus, God has chosen all the things that, when we look at it, maybe counterintuitive, but expresses a God of almighty wisdom and all wise and perfect. And through the Christmas that we have read also in Luke chapter 1 verse 26 to 28, we will examine all the features of this Christmas event that God has chosen from the unworthiness. He chose from the impossible, and God chose from the imperfect. Let's pray for guidance. Our God, please come to this hour to express and teach us your word, so we can see from what you have chosen. You have expressed that you are almighty God, an omniscient God, and a wonderful God. You have chosen us to express the almighty, your wisdom, and your wonderful love. Please allow us to become that you have chosen to respond according to your purpose. May you teach us. We are thankful and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's examine the first point. Feature is that chosen the most unworthy. Verse 26. On the sixth month, God sent Abraham to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. Nazareth is a small town. It's north of Galilee. And in this Galilee, everybody know Nazareth has no value in all of the towns. It could not make anyone have any talent from Nazareth. They only use the word Nazareth For example, you are from Nazareth. Maybe you are somebody very lowly in that town. There is nothing good about Nazareth. Everybody there was despised. But there are two persons that God has chosen. That's Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph are from Nazareth. And Nazareth represents anything that is unworthy among the Jews. Whoever is becoming Nathaniel, when Philip introduced Jesus, come, I will show you a Messiah from Nazareth. And Nathaniel said, is anything good coming from Nazareth? Yes. But the way that God is, He chose anything lowly, despised, to make it great. And the key verse, God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things, and the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before Him. The way God chose the worthy, so that He expressed Himself, that He is powerful. He does not accept unworthiness, but He can choose from those lowly things. And that's how God works. God did not choose Jerusalem to where Jesus was born, but God chose Bethlehem, a small town. He did not choose a royal palace to be born there, but He was born in a manger. Why? Why did He choose those unworthy things? Because God expressed His love for the humankind that are suffering under sin. He became human, and His name is Jesus of Nazareth. Like I have said, if we use Nazareth, that means we'll curse somebody to despise and accuse somebody. But Jesus came with a name, Jesus of Nazareth, and the Jesus of Nazareth is not a lowly name. It's not that name, but it represents the power of the Lord. In Capernaum, when Jesus came there too, there is somebody who was possessed by the devil, and that person called out, "Dear Jesus of Nazareth, will you come and destroy me?" The devil cried out. The devil is afraid of Jesus of Nazareth. When Jesus came to Jericho, there is a blind named Bartimaeus, and they call, "Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me." When Jesus was at Gethsemane, and the soldier came to capture Jesus, according to Judas Iscariot, where Jesus was, and Jesus, "Who are you finding?" "I'm finding Jesus of Nazareth." And when they name of Jesus of Nazareth, it is dying. And then all the soldiers fell backwards. What causes these wonderful things to happen? Because Jesus was attached to the name Nazareth, the town of lonely. He was crucified on the earth, and they put a sign on top, "Jesus Nazareth, King of the Jews." And on the cross, He has compassion on our sin, that He suffered just like a sinful person. He prayed, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Though His executioner, He was sinless. Dear congregation, the Christmas season, the story, is not something that happened just, but it was a perfect plan of God. 700 years before, Isaiah said like this, "He was a almighty, has become someone who was despised." Isaiah said, "Who has believed our message?" Isaiah 53. And this is very difficult. He comes to carry our sickness. He carried our burdens that we thought that He was forsaken by God. Isaiah said, "Because of His transgressions, we Because of his punishment, we are healed by his wound. He was oppressed and afflicted, but he did not open his mouth. As a sheep before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Why? Because Jehovah is very happy to destroy the Lamb of God. The fact that Jesus came to the earth is the plan of God to express his wisdom to us with our church today, with our human mind. This is something that is unbelievable. In verse 28 and 29, in the key verse, 1 Corinthians, God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things. Paul said, look at you, whoever is intellectual among, whoever is, was there anybody rich, anybody wise? No, but God had chose the lowly, the poor, so that all the rich to be shameful. He chose the unlearned, so to make the unlearned to be ashamed of themselves. He expresses power, his might. When he established the church, there is nobody have power in here. Not many has some social stance among others or have a lot of possession. But God chose the unworthy like you and me, the one has lack wisdom, which has no power for what to express the wisdom of the Lord. In Ephesians, Paul said, the wisdom of the Lord has put into the church so that to express all the people of power to be ashamed of themselves. He chose the unworthy. See, all the power in heaven is surprised. Why did God choose these lowly things? But the wisdom of God to express that he chose the lowly, the despised of the world, to become great. And from the earth worthy, he expressed his might and power. From the unworthy people, he will be able to honor them. And so Nazareth is the way that God chose to make Nazareth become famous. And then Nazareth now become, nobody was thinking about, but when Jesus of Nazareth was born from there, that name is now known from generation to generation. The second point that we think together is that God can choose the impossible. Verse 27, Jesus came, Gabriel came to Mary, who was pledged to Mary of Joseph, a descendant of David. The plan of God is that he borrowed the womb of Mary to be born like one of us. And the reason Jesus must carry a body, but because he must destroy sin in this body. We have committed sin in our body so that God can use a body to come and compassion for our sin. And then punishment is on this body to carry on his blood. He came to Nazareth, an unworthy town in the Galilee, chose a virgin to give birth to a son. And that is something impossible. It cannot happen. Even Mary was also surprised when God chose her to become, have blessed when giving birth to the Lord Jesus. And Mary asked the Lord, dear Lord, I have not known a male person. How could I get pregnant like this? And this is outside of what she can imagine. Not a virgin, not knowing a man, has not yet been married, now being pregnant. That's impossible. And Mary said, and this is a normal question for anyone to ask the Lord, there is nothing impossible with God. This is a mystery. God chose the unworthy to express his power. Now God chose his wisdom by choosing the impossible. That means we have the wisdom of the Lord to say that Mary has been chosen and that a virgin has been pledged to Joseph. This selection is very logical. God chose a virgin, a normal virgin, and the fact that Jesus was born there, it would cause many issues. That means Jesus is an illegitimate son. And then it will be infamous news about illegitimate son of him, as Jesus, because he has no father. But God did not choose that. God did choose this Mary has been pledged to be Mary. So they would not condemn Jesus, an illegitimate son, because this is a pledge to be Mary. Mary's been pledged to Mary. So this selection is another mystery. The second point, that if only a virgin with the miracles can she give birth. And who will take care of this baby without a father? If that virgin has no husband. And in this perfect condition, Mary has been pledged with Joseph. And a special point that the Bible let us know, both of them is belonging to the descendant of David to fulfill the prophecy in the Old Testament. So that this selection of the Lord is a way to God express his wisdom. Jesus had been born, was not illegitimate son, that he was had a earthly father to take care of the baby Jesus. We are thankful for the Lord for this, that God selected a virgin who'd been pledged to make it legal in the eyes of the Jews. And that's the fact that God selected a virgin who has not known a man. And this is express the purity of how Jesus was born. We are thankful because of this wisdom of the Lord. The way of the Lord is that God chose from the impossible. The key verse, even those things that are not, that will be nullified. God chose that from nothingness to that we can have those things become meaningless before us. The Associated Press had a story in France. There is a person named André-François Raffet. He was about 47 years old, and he had to sign and agree with John Comment. She was 90 years old. And every month, this person would pay $500 until she passed away. Then the house where she lived would belong to André. This is the way a business exchange that is legal back then. It's a benefit for both. The old one has a house, can use the money to live on. And so that's his source of income for the old person. But the one who buying the person, if that person passed away early, then he will possess the house. So this is something that is very legal and benefits for both parties. But unexpectedly, something happened. That is, Chairman Cameron has become one of the oldest person in the world, and she lived to 122 years of old, and she was still alive when Rafa has passed away when he was at the age of 77. So he never possessed the house that he was paying for. And the Rafa thought that he will have this house, but finally he has paid totally $184,000, and that a house he never lived in a single day. And according to the law, according to the agreement, the descendants of Rafi will have to continue to pay $500 a month as long as Jean Carmen is alive. Dear congregation, the wisdom of the world is nothing. We give some solution to save ourselves, but the wisdom of this world is not wise in the eyes of the Lord. He chose the impossible to bring about the possible. When God created this world, from what? Did he use some any ingredients? No. From the nothingness, he bring into being the universe that we have. From the infinite, he expressed his wisdom to create this whole universe and this world. In his wisdom, God can create things that God or ever. He chose Moses, who has problem with the speech, to be a leader. Why did God to Jephthah, who was despised, to be commander, to attack the Ammonites and attack the Ammonites? Because according to the wisdom of God, why did God chose a small Goliath? Because that is the wisdom of the Lord. Why did God chose a slave in the land of the Egyptian king to become second in command to the king? Why did God chose a fisherman to quiet and make the Pharisees to be dumbfounded? When Jesus chose a slave, he chose from the impossible to make it possible, according to his wisdom. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. And this is the way the Lord works. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And because of the wisdom of the Lord, who will help whoever will be chosen by the Lord. And in our service to the Lord, you and I, sometimes we are afraid, we're anxious, that we don't have the capability of serving the Lord. We're afraid that somebody is better than us. We don't have enough the condition to serve the Lord. So we will not take initiative in serving the Lord. But all these things who accept the selection of the Lord, they can become great to serve the Lord. God has chosen the impossible to make, to express his wisdom. God, he chose to act in those lowly person that has no ability to serve the Lord. So Jesus came to Nazareth, a lowly number, to come into the life of Jesus, Virgin Mary, who could not give birth. But Jesus came to be human through the Virgin Mary. The third point that we consider here is God chose the imperfect. Verse 28. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. What did Gabriel said then? Greetings, you are highly favored. When somebody has been blessed, that person before has not been blessed. This person has no worth before the Lord. But the Lord chose somebody to give blessing to that person. So Gabriel said, greetings, you are highly favored. You have nothing. You are imperfect. But the Lord is with you. The Lord has selected a perfect person to carry in the womb the baby Jesus. This is the way the Lord works. God always bless for those who are unworthy. God can give a lot of blessing, but there is the greatest blessing that is when we have faith in him. We have the Lord is with us. God can give us many different blessings, but there is nothing greater than when he gave himself to us to be in us. For those who has been chosen. Maybe somebody who just want to focus on different kind of worldly blessing. Maybe we be rich. Maybe we have some social status or some ability. and some miracles that we can do. But we despise and rejected God. This is something that the devil is fooling us into thinking that way. What we need most, not the blessing of some to have something, but that the Lord is with us. Moses has been chosen to be a leader of the Israel to lead them out of Egypt. If not, he said, Moses, if the Lord is not working with me, I will not lead this nation. If the Lord is not with Moses, he knows he would not do anything. Maybe he has some learn of the Egyptian, but it's not enough to lead the people of Israel. Now he's become so old. Anything that he has not no value to bring to the Lord. If you are not walking with me, Lord, in other words, if you are not with me, Lord, Moses says, I will not be able to do this. David also said, though when I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I will not fear any evil, for the Lord is with me. Though in the walk of the shadow, God continued to strengthen me to the valley of the shadow of death. Then the shadow of death would not make instill fear in me, because the Lord is with me. So recognizing that the Lord is with us is something important. God will come into the world to make his name is Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. When we commemorate the Christmas that Jesus is not in our heart, it has no meaning or value into our life. We organize the Christmas celebration, has there any value? We sing songs, Christmas songs, no value in us. The most important thing about Christmas is that God has chosen the unworthy to live in those persons. You and I are imperfect, but God has chosen us in this unworthy to make us perfect. Why? How does God perfect our life? God has to be in us, has to live in us. Or without God living in us, he could not make us perfect. He make us perfect by he come to live inside of us, in our hearts. He can use our life in a particular responsibility because God is working alongside with us. There's a violinist named Fritz. He's from Austria, and he was lived in the end of the 19th century or beginning of 21st. He is very generous. Whatever he has made, he can help the poor with his earning. And it's a violin, very famous violin, with the sound. It's very wonderful instrument. And of course, Fritz Kreller wanted to have that instrument for himself. And he met the seller of that violin set. And he noticed that it was sold to somebody else. So, because when he was trying to buy that violin, somebody sold to him, and he was so regretting that he was able to buy that violin. And Fritz found the new owner of that instrument and asked for him to release the violin to him. But the new owner, this is my collection, my great collection. I could not release this to you. I'm sorry, I could not give this violin to you. And so Fritz was he came home, and before he left, he said the new owner, could I just try to play on this violin? I only play it one time before it's lost away in your collection. Could I just play and try to play? And so the owner said, yes, I will let you play. And because of a professional violinist, he is able to play with a wonderful sound. And when the sound of this violin make the owner of the new violin. Why don't you take this violin? I have no power to take this so that the world can hear the sound that you play. You and I are imperfect. The Lord will make perfect because He put His life in us so that to make the whole world recognize that we have the life of Christ. So He made us perfect so that to serve Him. If we do not use what we've been provided by the Lord so that God can use it, what we have becomes useless. What God has done for us will become useless. We don't use our heart to serve Him. Greetings to you, Mary. You have been favored. We are wishing you joy because we have received the blessing of the Lord. That is the life of Christ. Blessing is the attribute of the Lord. Doesn't matter what the subject is. The Lord has been born. That is the greatest blessing. And the Bible said, because of grace, you have been saved. You and I have been saved. And because of this grace, and through faith, we have been saved. Because of the blessing, Jesus and Mary received a responsibility. Without God, they could not complete their mission. By grace, that the apostle has completed their mission and their name has been written in the everlasting life in heaven. And their names have been written in the temple of the Lord in heaven. By grace, your hard work will not be in vain. God uses each one of us just like a cornerstone to build a house. A part of the body, as the body of Christ, has been edified through our service. If we can do something, that's because God has acted through our life. Who can be both in the Lord? If we boast about something that we have been experienced, the life-changing Lord. There is a teacher taking a seat in a biologic and said, I know exactly the what is the contents of the seat. We have some nitrogen, hydrogen, and carbon. He told the class that I know exactly all the ratios of the chemicals that I can create the seat. They ask, so with this seed, if put it in the ground, would this grow? The teacher said no. The difference is that when I put that my seed that I created, that will be destroyed under the ground. The mystery of a seed of the Lord, that it has life in it. So when God chose us, He put His life in us. The religion can cause a good person for the world, but only the good news can cause someone who has life of Christ in them. And that is something the Lord is desired in each one of us. From the imperfect person, we will be perfect for the Lord so that we can complete the mission that the Lord has given each one of us. And when we come into the everlasting life, we will receive life continue. I'd like to just shorten our message because we will have a Bible quiz. And we have a time to complete the Bible quiz this morning. And when we think of all the mystery of Christmas, the joy of Christmas, the feature, the special feature of Christmas, this Christmas season, does Jesus leave us something to be desired? There is something that is make us focus on the love of the Lord, to make us love the Lord more. Is there anything that affects us to make us a better servant, to serve the Lord more, to read the word of the Lord more? May the Lord give you strength so that our work for the Lord will not be in vain. He chose the lowly, the despised of this world, even the low that could be impossible, so that we, no one can boast before the Lord. We could not boast what we have done, but we can boast about the Lord. He came into the world to live in us. May the Lord bless each one of you. Let's all stand. Well, let's read together the key verse to remind us that the selection of the Lord has on us, so that we can pray for help from the Lord to complete the responsibility He has given us. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not, but to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before Him. We are Heavenly Father. We praise You because Your selection is outside of our imagination, the capability to understand. From the unworthy to make worthy before You. That You have chosen us, unworthy and imperfect, to become worthy before You, because it expresses Your power in our life. God has chosen from the impossible and to make the impossible into possible, so that these things could bring worthy for You. You have chosen us without any ability, but You have acted inside of each of us because Your wisdom inside of us through our life. That wisdom has been expressed through the life that You have for us. You have chosen the imperfect in this world to express the perfect of Your plan. And because of that, we are the imperfect one, so that You can perfect Your purpose in us, because Your life You have put in our heart. Religion can make us a good person only. We could not be worthy before You by religion, but God has chosen us when You put Your life in our heart, so that we can become worthy before You. We are thankful for this, Lord. We all are one heart to serve You so that Your name can be known. That when we celebrate the Christmas season, please may we live up all the glory to You. When we sing to praise You, when we serve on any particular area, when we invite our friend to come and worship, that we wish that through our activities, You will work with us to express Your life, express Your wisdom in us, express Your power in our life, so that others can know You through us. May You be pleasing with our worship in the rest of our life. We are thankful. We bless our congregation. And some of us will be taking the Bible quiz that we have studied, that tried to understand in the past few weeks. May we remember what we learned. That You are trying to tell us through Your word. And only this word will be in our heart so that we can become those worthy of Your service. May You bless each one of us here. And in the next, we will celebrate the Christmas season on Friday night. Please bless Your congregation as we celebrate Your birth, so that others can know You. In Jesus' name we pray.